The wind. I smell something. Like a human tribe of some sort. I recognize this smell. Yes. They are the ones who took everything from me. I never imagined this day would come. The day where I'd get my revenge for everyone I loved and everything I've worked for. I do not smell my family or anyone else within my tribe, so I am hoping for the best, that they're still alive and out there. Can I admit something? I don't know why, but I'm so hesitant. All these years I've been trained to be kind, and that violence is not the answer. I know that these individuals have taken everything from me, but will killing them really cease my pain? Will ending their lives solve anything? I am committing the act of murder. For what? A sense of temporary peace? This false notion that my family will feel better if I murder innocent children. I can't do it. It's so conflicting to me. These are the same individuals who murdered innocent people for no reason. But I cannot bring myself to harm them. My father used to tell me this story. Basically, the main story was that violence is not the answer. There is always another way to solve a problem. But I don't see another option. Yet the only one I have is the one that I detest the most. Rose, what would you do in this situation? She is the one who loves humans, after all. What would she do? That loving, kind little girl. The pride of my tribe lays upon my shoulders. I don't want to make a bad decision and have my pride's image be defanged and ruined. What do you think? What should I do? I see. You are much wiser than I am, after all. So, thank you for your input. I just need to sit down a little bit. All of this is just so confusing to me, and the only question I have for myself is it worth it? Is it worth all the bloodshed? All the murder? To commit the sin on those who have sinned against you? A phrase one of the elders used to use. But they need to pay for what they have done. what they did to my family, to everyone I knew. But I... I just need some time. I cannot just carry this out and expect everything to get better. This can't be the only option. It can't be. I don't know why I'm being so hesitant. These are the same people who murdered my friends and family. The same people. But... look at the stars. Maybe they will tell me something. My father told me that the stars always give advice, especially in times of need. Maybe they have an answer. I can't do this today. I just can't. But this is my only chance. I've been searching far and wide for these people. And here I am at their doorstep, hesitating. One side of me wants to raise havoc and kill everyone I see. However, the other part of me is preventing me from doing so. The primal instincts is to go in there and hunt. The human instincts is to forgive and to move on. Which one do I follow? Which one do I forget and ignore? Tell me, am I doing the right thing? Am I being just? Before anything happens, I want to thank you for being there with me, for saving my life, tending to my wounds, and being a friend. I really can't thank you enough. But I have come to my final conclusion. Those who have slaughtered my friends and family for no reason at all, they deserve the same fate. Please, I beg of you, please don't look at me like that. You know that these are the same people who killed everyone. So please, don't. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This can't be the way. I can't do it. I can't do it. Please, just end me now. I have shamed my tribe, dishonored everyone. I don't deserve to live at this point. I can't even avenge those who have died. What's the point? I'll be with everyone else. Rose, mother, father, everyone. I'll see everyone. I'll be happy again. Please, warm. You're too kind to me. Please, I beg of you, don't leave my side. You are the only one I have left. Can I be honest for a moment? Ever since we met, things have changed. I always considered myself an independent woman, but over time I realized I need you in my life. You are the reason I still draw breath. You are the reason I am who I am. I feel as if you are a part of my life, and I can't let you go. I know that is selfish of me, but I can't help it. Ignore what I said. Maybe after all, I am going crazy. I'm sorry. Huh? What? You feel the same? To me? You're talking about me, right? This is such a new feeling to me. I feel safe. Even with everything happening around me, I feel so secured. Did you cast some spell on me? This is so confusing. I don't know what to say. The world is spinning. My emotions are screaming. Everything is so blurry right now. Do you see how much an effect you have on me? I was never like this. I never felt this way. Who knew I would fall in love with a human being? Mother and father would be laughing right now. Oh, and Rose, she would be crying tears of joy. You know what? My family is at peace. My tribe is at peace. Even though the actions of those human beings were despicable, more despicable actions will not fix the problem. There is another solution, after all. To heal. No more killing. No more bloodshed. Just heal. And with you by my side, the journey will become much easier. I know of it. Again, I want to thank you for being so amazing to me and so loving. This day marks off a new journey for both of us. A new journey with new obstacles and new blessings. I have to say, I'm quite excited. Enough of all this. Let's go home and just be happy. Because when I'm with you, I'm always filled with a sense of joy. What do you humans say? Ah, I remember. I love you, dear. Was that too much? I'm sorry. I'm new to all this. For us, it's quite different. Don't worry. I'll explain when we get back home. Okay? I feel as if my father is watching me right now. He was so protective over me. I want to say a quick message to my father. Maybe he's watching from the bushes and, you know, just spectating everything I do. I would expect him to do that. Father, it's me, your eldest daughter, Haru. I want to let you know that I'm okay. Also, I wanted to let you know that I'm moving on. I have found someone who is extremely special to me, and I wish to spend the rest of my days with them, Father. I hope you grant them permission. I know you're strict, but they match all your requirements. I love you, Father. I hope you're doing okay. Tell everyone else I said I love you. Farewell, Father. I hope to see you soon. I'm okay. Thank you. The stars are beautiful. Just like you. Anyways, let's head back home together.